that I explain or talk about the relevant pastimes, and we're trying to read from scriptures available. But there's much more. There's some other Gaudiya literature, Six Goswami literature, Garga Sanghita, which is very much our scripture, and Brahma Vaivarta Puran, and this Prabhuji, he knows so much. And I, lot of the story I told you, I did not know them before. I did not know in detail, in proper order. I knew tidbits. So it was because of Jita Mitra Prabhu's presence and assistance I was able to speak. And I'm going through some of the realizations and benefits. They are saying how they are benefited by it. New stories about Krishna and his associates. Bhakta Anand from Holland says he was benefited to hear new stories about Krishna, Radha Krishna. So all those new stories you are referring to, they all came from Jita Mitra Prabhu. And originally they came from Srila Vyasadeva. But he must have spent many lives in the past studying them. Because he once told me when he was 5 years old, you know, most of the stories he knows now, he knew even when he was just a young boy. And that was his pastime, gather his friends and tell the stories, which his parents never approved of it. And, but now he could tell me stories, and no parents around to stop him. And, now the other devotees are being benefited. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Paurusham Rashu, Paurusham Rashu, the ability in man that is me. So when we see ability like this in some devotee, that is because of Krishna's presence. That's Krishna. So Jita Mitra Prabhu is not Krishna, but it's Krishna's manifestation. So if someone is able to remember all these things, or someone is able to do some Herculean tasks for Krishna, or sing beautifully, or paint nicely, or organize things nicely, that ability in man or woman, that there is a presence of Krishna. That is because of Krishna. Krishna manifesting through him. So we should bow down when we see some qualities in person like that. I don't know how it works, but he's supposed to be, he is disciple of my god brother, Gopal Krishna Maharaj. So he's also like my disciple, technically speaking. But he knows a lot. But by Prabhupada's mercy and spiritual strength, I'm able to make those stories, fit them into Prabhupada's philosophy, and then they come out really good. Don't sound very dry or speculations. I drop some details because his devotees won't be able to relate to everything that he says. So that way the combination, I think, was very nice. I myself am kind of satisfied the way I was able to say a few things about this most confidential topic of Radha and Krishna and his friends. And I would pray to Krishna that Krishna does send Jita Mitra Prabhu back again next year and many years, so that we could get more stories out and you won't feel bored by hearing the same stories over again and again. Because I'm seeing some of the devotees are planning coming back again, so if there are no new stories, then probably you will stop coming. So I thank especially Jita Mitra Prabhu. Thank you. I have a list here. 13 men and 13 mothers have already signed up. They are, men are Mahaman Prabhu, Jitamitra Prabhu. Jitamitra just spoke. Then Vedant Sutra Prabhu spoke. Sundar Gopal is on the list. Rangaram Das. What is that? Is that South Indian name?
Yeah.
Oh, Ranganathan. Is he here? He's not even here. Bhakta Stephan, Bhakta Anand, Nithai, Prashad, he's not here. We sent him for some business. Sent him away. Samba is here. Bhakta Geoff.
Jeff.
What is this spelling?
That's the way you spell it, yeah.
Is it right?
Mm-hmm. One way. There's two ways of spelling it.
Two ways.
That's the British.
Upendra Prabhu spoke, and Sri Jayadev is in circle. What does that mean? Huh? Sri Jayadev? You're preparing, trying to get some realizations? All right, you at least could come and listen. You don't have to speak, come and listen. He's scared we may get him to speak, so he's just hiding out there. And then the mothers are three, Shakti, or Lola, something. What is your name? Maybe that's your name. Siachil. Oh, you are. Oh. So we keep it. Hey, you're a big talker. This is the time to talk. Vara Rupa spoke. Karunika is here. Prashanta, Vrithani. Three want to speak together. What is that? Vrithani, Kirtida, and Kunti. What is this? Is that all cleared? There was some controversy going on. Ras Priya, Krishna Kripa, Aradhana, Vrindavan Lila, little one. Your name is here. I didn't write it down. Madhavi and Katharina and Sri Gurnaloy, who already spoke. Okay, so I'm just going to go by order. I'll just read out a few names. So next, Mahaman Prabhu, are you ready?
Okay, Mahaman Prabhu, and then we'll have Sri Shakti speaking. I mentioned one few names in the past. So next one is Sri Shakti.
ओम ज्ञानन्नति मिरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नाम्नि नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवं गौरवाणी प्रचारिं निर्विशेषशून्यादिपाश्चत्वारिशतानि सो ऐ स्टार्टेड् दिस् ब्रज परिक्रमा लास्ट् इयर् एक्चुअली इन् 1988 But somehow I had to terminate it at Kosi because there was some... Can anyone, everyone hear? Because I've got a very bad throat. Maybe should I use the mic? I've got some throat. Yeah. Hare Krishna. So I joined this Braj Parikrama last year actually. And I was actually very much inspired. There were many devotees also, I think many of the devotees who are here now were also present last year. We may all remember Lokanath Swami, of course, was leading the party, and we also had Mahanidhi Swami, then Jayadwaj Swami, then Kripamaya Prabhu, and Jiva Pavana Prabhu, and many other devotees. And I was actually very inspired to be on the party on Braj Parikrama. But somehow, because there was a court case going on in Hyderabad, I had to terminate this at Kosi. But throughout the year, actually, I was remembering my experiences in this one important name I forgot was Samba Prabhu, also on the Parikrama. So anyway, throughout the year, I was remembering my experiences in this on this Braj Parikrama, and actually all the different places we had been to, and I was actually longing to come back for this second year Parikrama in order to finish this. But as it happened, again the court case came up in the earlier half of this Parikrama, and so I could not participate in that. That obviously means that I must have committed offences in the first Parikrama, so that I could not be given a chance to come to the earlier part. But however, we have to deserve first, then desire. However, Krishna somehow blessed me, and at least I got the chance to finish off from where I left last time. From Kosi I started this time, and finishing at Vishram Ghat, of course. So, I don't know whether actually we can, or I, at least myself, can speak out any meaningful realizations. Because actually, as many other devotees have also expressed before, it is very difficult to know Vrindavan, appreciate the glories of Vrindavan. So actually it is very difficult for us to, at least for myself, it's very difficult to have any meaningful realization. But still, whatever, however imperfect our realizations may be, we may try to express them. Of course, this Braj Parikrama is very important. Vrindavan Dham is the favorite abode of the Lord. Just like when a king goes to a distant country, he stays, he selects a very special place for his abode, for his residence, and that place is maintained very well. So similarly, when the Lord comes in this material world, when he comes to Vrindavan or Mayapur, these abodes actually are maintained by the potency of the Lord himself, and they have the same potency as the original abode of the Lord. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had he was also very fond of Vrindavan, and he had instructed Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Sanatana Goswami to excavate all the places of Lord Krishna's pastimes. This we all know from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in addition to writing books about devotional service. So Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami also established some temples, and whatever work was left by them was carried on by Narayana Bhatta Goswami, as we all know. We have been on this Parikrama path, which was originally designed by His Holiness Narayana Bhatta Goswami, who was a disciple of Krishna Das Brahmachari, who in turn was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. So this path was designed by Narayana Bhatta Goswami, and this is what we follow. Although we are not able to follow all the rules and regulations and chant all the mantras that are described in the Braj Bhakti Vilas, but still we do the best we can, and by chanting the Maha Mantra continuously and performing Sankirtan, our offenses are reduced. So actually, even Srila Prabhupada Maharaj was so anxious to go on this Govardhan Parikrama. I think His Holiness Lokanath Swami might have already told you the story, otherwise he can tell you a very nice story of even just before, a few days before his departure, Srila Prabhupada was so anxious to go on Govardhan Parikrama, and he had asked Lokanath Swami Maharaj personally that he should make this arrangement. So you can see actually this Parikrama has a lot of potencies. Some of the realizations that I had was that when we were visiting the places of the pastimes of the Lord, even after reading the Krishna book, very often, because the mind is always doubtful by nature, it was not always easy to believe or to be fully convinced about the pastimes of the Lord. And many times in my mind doubts would come up whether this is actually a real story or some exaggeration. But actually after visiting these places and hearing various devotees describe the various pastimes, especially the killing of the demons, I became somewhat convinced at least. And by the way, on this topic, the demons who are actually whom Krishna killed, they were actually very powerful mystic yogis. And by virtue of perfecting different mystic, or obtaining different mystic perfections, they were able to obtain different forms like Aristasura, Agasura, and so on. And so we were very fortunate to visit them, and some convictions we received, we got. And at the same time also, many things from the Krishna book became clear. One of the questions, or one thing, one doubt I had was that when Akrura went from Mathura, when he was sent by Kamsa to call Krishna and Balram from Vrindavan, it took him a whole day. So actually, I had asked this question to many devotees before, that Vrindavan and Mathura is just a distance of 15 kilometers. How did it take so long? Yeah, 10 or 11 kilometers. And how did it take? So, because some of the devotees speculated and said that maybe they were very slow horses. So, actually we know that actually it's not they were slow. Actually they would have been, it would have required very fast horses to have completed the distance in a whole day. Because actually Gokrura went not to Vrindavan town, but he went to Nandagram, as you know. That's why it took him so long. Yeah, also experienced that during this parikramas, some of the desires for sense gratification was reduced to some degree at least. And I also realized that this parikrama is so nice that actually all of us who are here, it is our duty that we should go and encourage our god brothers and god sisters and other disciples, or whoever is associated with our society, especially those devotees who have been for some time associated with our society, to come and partake of this in this parikrama. Because many devotees, they make various excuses, you know, that they have to do this, they are very busy in this and that, you know. But actually, I don't think the world is going to stop if some devotees come and participate in this parikrama. On the contrary, it's going to help them very much, and it will really enhance their devotional life. The last realization which I had, and which is a very important one, that actually this sort of parikrama was successful because we have with us one devotee who is very mature and very strong in Krishna consciousness, His Holiness Lokanath Swami. And that is...
Sarva doesn't want this clapping.
And you can turn it off when we are clapping. And the reason this program is so successful and the devotees are so inspired, I certainly am inspired to come for another year, is that due to one, largely to his inspiration and his exemplary behavior in Krishna consciousness. I just want to finish off by telling one story, a short story, because it is very relevant. Because I want, although I mentioned some of the positive aspects that Braj Parikrama will enthuse everyone, inspire everyone. And remembering these pastimes and remembering our own during our own stay during this Parikrama month, this is stated in the Nectar of Devotion, that if simply one meditates on devotional service, and if not, one is not even able to execute devotional service, one still will be benefited. So we will take back with us memories of this Parikrama and from time to time meditate upon this. And in this sense, we are all very much spiritually benefited. We have had the very strong association of many devotees here, and we have visited all the holy places. But one thing also is that concurrent with that, we have undoubtedly been involved in offenses, either knowingly or unknowingly. And actually every morning we are saying this, offering this prayer to Lord Krishna, that thousands of offenses are being committed by me day and night. But please, Lord Krishna, you forgive these offenses. So actually, whether one knows it, whether one commits the offenses knowingly or unknowingly, one has to suffer. And actually, offenses especially to Vaishnavas will create a havoc in one's spiritual life. I would just like to tell a short story about Srila Rupa Goswami. Actually, Loknath Maharaj would tell it much more dramatically than myself. But anyway, since I have the floor, I'll speak. Once Rupa Goswami was meditating, and she was sitting in Vrindavan, and he was having a darshan of a pastime of Lord Krishna. And in this pastime, he was seeing Srimati Radharan was trying to reach an apple tree and trying to pluck an apple from an apple tree. And Krishna was pushing down the branch, because Radharani was a little bit short and the apple was a little distance high. So he was pushing it down so that Srimati Radharani could reach out and pluck the apple. So seeing this pastime, Rupa Goswami, who was completely absorbed in this, was smiling, just in ecstasy. So as it happened, and actually when just one thing prior to that, when the branch was lowered down and Srimati Radharani almost plucked the apple, Krishna lifted the branch up. So Rupa Goswami was smiling at this. So as it happened, there was one Vaishnava, his name was Pangun Vaishnava. Pangun means one who is lame. So this Vaishnava happened to come near Rupa Goswami. He just wanted to take some association from Rupa Goswami. So he happened to come near Rupa Goswami, but Rupa Goswami was completely oblivious of the presence of this Pangun Vaishnava. He was completely absorbed in the pastimes of Radharani and Krishna. So this Pangun Vaishnava, he saw Rupa Goswami was smiling, but somehow he thought that actually, because he was lame and he was used to people finding faults with him and mocking at him because of his lameness, whatever you call it, because he was lame. So he became offended by this and immediately he left that place. So as soon as he became offended and started lamenting, this pastime which was being revealed to Rupa Goswami immediately stopped. And Rupa Goswami could not see that pastime fully. So then Rupa Goswami started lamenting. And then he approached his brother Sanatana Goswami and explained to him that I was having darshan of such a wonderful pastime of Radha and Krishna, but all of a sudden the pastime was stopped. So I am in complete lamentation. I want to give up my life. I have committed some very grave offense. That is why this pastime has stopped. So Sanatana Goswami was very intelligent. So he said, I will find the cause of your this darshan having stopped. So immediately next day, he arranged for a big feast in Vrindavan. At that time, Vrindavan, there were not so many inhabitants there. There were just a few Goswamis staying there. So he invited every one of them, personally went to each one, each inhabitant of Vrindavan, and invited them to come to this feast. And then he approached this Pangun, this lame Vaishnava, and he asked him to come in this to this feast. So this Pangun Vaishnava said, "Now why should I come there? I was mocked at by your brother Rupa Goswami. I never expected that Rupa Goswami would be... Others, they mock me all the time because of my lameness. But why should Rupa Goswami mock at me?" So immediately Sanatana Goswami understood what is the cause of the Rupa Goswami's not having darshan. Because without Rupa Goswami's knowing it, this Vaishnava was offended. And so Sanatana Goswami, being very intelligent, immediately went to Rupa Goswami and asked him to beg forgiveness of this Pangun Vaishnava. And then Rupa Goswami had further spiritual darshan. So, thank you very much. There are many other devotees who want to speak. I don't want to take any more time. Yeah. But I'd like to thank all the devotees for their kind association. Hare Krishna.
So, as you rightly pointed out, that last year we had a few sannyasis and several senior devotees, and somehow that number has reduced drastically this year. And I take that as, you know, in a way, it's a failure. We could not attract our senior members, senior god brothers, sannyasis. So well. At least some have come, Vedanta Sutra Prabhu, and we have from South Africa, Parthasarathi Prabhu, and we have a few other Tribhuna. Some visitors were there. So Mahaman Prabhu has come kindly, and we could have spoken every day, but as I quietly said sometime that I'm so arrogant, I just like to speak all the time. So I feel very bad also. So I hope I have not offended him. And he's willing to come back. So I would like him to come back. He also made a very nice suggestion that when you all go back to your respective temples and zones, bring some devotees, beg some devotees, some junior, senior, especially some senior ones also, to come here. And he also said that the world would not fall apart in 1 month if they would come. Instead, they would be greatly benefited. And our moon, they could come in parts. You have come in parts. Like that. So thank you, Mahamantra. And then we had announced Mother Trishakti's name. Is he here? Okay, you are next, and then let me announce. I'm wondering, how come Jagat Jeevan Prabhu's name is not on this list? Huh? Well, if you, I know you also have lots of realizations, but you could cut it short. I'm sure you fit in there. Okay, let's see you, Radha Khan. Okay, we'll see how it goes. So, Jagat Jeevan. Okay. So, next one after Trishakti would be Stefan. Are you ready?
I have lost you last time, but I can speak a little bit.
Okay, next one is Stefan after Mother Trishakti. Okay, Trishakti.
My realizations are basically very brief. Parikram, it reminds me a lot of chutney. Chutney is referred to a preparation that is too hot to take but too sweet to stop taking. Yeah. So it is too austere to take but too sweet to stop taking. Yeah. However, this austerity is appropriate for this time of year. If devotees cannot take voluntary austerity, then how can we expect the non-devotees to? Especially this example here is applicable for America because all the farming is done there by tractors and it's considered very backward to use oxen. So it's actually much more difficult to use an ox cart. So if a farmer will voluntarily, you know, plow his field with ox cart rather than tractor, this is much more pleasing to Krishna. So similar, this type of parikrama seen in the holy places, it's much more difficult. But actually, my realization is much more pleasing to Krishna. And another feature of the Raj Mandala parikrama, I especially like was the cultural experience. I like the interrelationship of ISKCON with the Vrijbasis. Of course, there were some bad experiences, but parikrama, it makes you feel that you are right there intermingling with the Vrijbasis, not just a foreign tourist. It was a very nice cultural experience and helped me increase my faith. Thank you very much for coming.
Brother, god sister of ours, one parikrama, who went away, and then because it was chutney was too hot, so she left, and then she came back and to see. That's you're practicing that. Okay, thank you.
Stefan.
Yeah, Stefan. We have another Matthew, Lola. Okay.
Hare Krishna. I don't want to say so much because I never speak for so much people. I'm 1 year chanting my rounds and 3 months I'm in the movement. And I was struggling very hard to get out of Maya and all the things. I think all devotees know this problem in the beginning. And in this 1 month from this austerities and this very hard walking and always seeing the holy places before I was reading all things in Krishna book, I get out of much illusion. So.
Out of
illusion. I was struggling before so hard and in this 1 month it goes out. And I hope that I find my place in the movement in Padyatra India.
Okay, after Mother Lola, we have Sundar Gopal. Okay, Sundar Gopal.
The beauty of Braj, sands, trees, birds, ponds, the river Jamuna, sometimes all these sights actually overwhelm me with a great, great feeling of joy. But other times, I'm only thinking of my body and I have a very complaining attitude. So while my material consciousness is manifest a lot of the time, I feel that there's hope because at least part of the day my real self is experiencing the nectar of God. And I found that Krishna book really does come alive. The first, I've only been here 2 days. I heard Mother Kshanta talking about the first 2 days. Apparently, I could see. I was reading Krishna book yesterday, and I was really amazed how close and how sort of, I became very absorbed in the pastime more than I have in many years. And I could see by the results that I was able to read very deeply without being distracted. That actually the process of Raj Mandala was really wonderful. And one other thing I was just noticing today is that the mode of passion, and you don't notice it very much at all. Everything is very peaceful and it's more timeless. Even in Vrindavan, I find at the temple, I'm rushing for so many things, but here everything just kind of flows in an eternal way.
Very fast flows in at noon. Did you come again today, or very fast flows?
Actually, I had a stash in my bag.
That's fashion.
What's that?
That's passion.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm the old passion. Who's the shot?
Okay, that's transcendental. All right, thank you. And your daughter enjoyed also? Say one word, say a few words.
Yes?
She's actually, she's always relishing. I'm her servant,
actually. Maybe she brought you to Parikrama.
Yes. Yeah. So I heard that she's supposed to only enter into the Vrindavan or the Mandala by the mercy of Radharani. I think that it's because of my daughter that I'm allowed to come.
Thank you. So next one is Sundar Gopal and then Karunika. Are you? You must be ill. Okay, Sundar Gopal.
I thank all the devotees for being able to do this parikram and staying for 1 month in this holy dam, direct contact with the Vajrabasis, River Yamuna and Giri Govardhan. I could realize how much I am not Krishna conscious in my daily activities, seeing all the, everybody here, even the 3-year-old kids, always ready to glorify Radha and Krishna. I felt like I was far from the level of Krishna consciousness. And so even though sometimes it was really austere to walk under eating sand, walking on stones and thorns. I think such an austerity we don't face in our Western temples, which provide us so much material facilities. The nectar of hearing about the pastime of Krishna on the very same place in which they took place is also something we cannot experiment in the West. In any other circumstances, we cannot experiment this test.
Experience.
We cannot experience this test. And even if hearing is supposed to be enough, like hearing the holy name is supposed to be enough, but still we are worshipping the deity. And because we cannot see Krishna with our material eyes, senses. Same way, I think it's even though it should be enough for us to listen to Krishna's pastimes from Krishna book in wherever we are. I think that it help us a lot to see the places where it took place. And I felt myself like, now I feel myself like if I, a little bit like if I have been part of these pastimes somehow or other. And I feel like a witness now when I'm going back to the West, when I will speak to the people, I feel like I can say, yes, I know this, it's like this, it's like that. And on a very solid basis, because it's like when you speak about the country, you never went to this country. It's difficult to describe it and to be really to really convince of us to go to these places. And but if you have been to these places and you saw the place, you experience something, you are much more can convince much more people. So I feel a little bit like this, and it was also, I expected much more austerities actually, because all the devotees I heard, they were always speaking of like it was hundreds of forms every day, and I just met few forms. few ones. It was austere, but not so still. And also one advantage I think of this parikram is that I don't know if it's genuine, but I heard that Prabhupada once said that many of his disciples wanted actually to go to on the heavenly planets. I don't know if it's genuine, but I heard this. and this mood of wanting to be Krishna conscious but still enjoy it materially, and I think it's something that it's impossible on Pachamandala Parikram. You have only this aspect of Krishna consciousness, of pure Krishna consciousness, of just you have to find the test in hearing and chanting, otherwise you cannot stay. You don't have any material comfort to enjoy or anything like this. That's one aspect. Mm-hmm. And well, I just feel that I'm realizing how much I have to progress in Krishna consciousness and purify to reach the standard of being Krishna conscious in my daily activities. But at the same time, I think I feel benefited very much just by having done once this parikram.
Krishna. Yeah.
Sundar Gopal not only walked and undertook all the austerities, but did a lot of run around as a Padyatra commander. And he wasn't expecting that. He was expecting austerities, which he did not find them. And he wasn't expecting this run around as a commander, which he had to face that. He took it nicely. So that's nice. May Krishna bless him. It's spreading.
I didn't understand the story which you told. Could you
replace it? I never heard that. Prabhupada's disciple wanting to go to heavenly planet?
I heard that something like this.
Prabhupada said that most of my disciples want to go to heavenly planet. And they don't want to go there to God.
So, they're going to America, going to Europe, that's going to heavenly planet. Something like that. You know, that meaning they want to avoid austerities and want to have lots of facilities. In service of Krishna. Okay, that's it. Okay, who's we said Karunika. And then because we have any more Matajis on my list here, we'll have Prashanta after Karunika. Okay. Karunika.
It is difficult to speak about Bhajamandala because feelings and thoughts that were experienced are difficult to express in language. Makes it even more difficult because I'm not a philosopher or any great student. To tell the plain truth, my heart is ruled by sentiment, and so is my mind. So my appreciation of the Parikram is very much in this light. But from my mundane viewpoint, I found the Holy Dharma extremely beautiful and enjoyed the Parikram very much. I can see how Krishna has been kind to me in allowing me to appreciate some aspects of Braj despite my mundane consciousness. I'm still trying to come to terms with my great fortune, circumambulating Govardhan Hill, bathing in Radha Kund on her midnight appearance, hearing such amazing pastimes of the Lord, visiting all these sacred places and hearing about the pastimes that occurred here. Reality stares me in the face. All my material desires glare at me, and I see that the goal is very far away. In the shadow of such spiritually intense monuments, I feel very insignificant and completely dependent on Guru and Krishna's mercy, without which there is no hope of even a glimpse of understanding Braj. It was wonderful to feel Srila Prabhupada's presence so strongly, especially when we visited the Gaudiya Math temple where Prabhupada took sannyas, and at Bhaktivinoda's Bhajan Kutir where he met his Guru Maharaj. I felt enthused to preach more vigorously on returning to Mauritius. Srila Prabhupada gave all this up to give us Krishna. I have given up nothing in comparison, and yet I am so selfish with what he has given me. Living in the West for 2 years, I found that I was losing sight of simple living. It has been a very maturing experience, for I can see that the simpler one lives, the less problems and anxieties, and the easier to meditate and appreciate the Lord's causeless mercy. Such simple life also helped me see how exalted such devotees and the six Goswamis were, as the six Goswamis were, for they lived even in simpler conditions than we did. Sometimes I got so tired, a thorn would jab my foot, the foot muscles would ache. All I could resort to was prayer. Realizing what dangerous repercussions my offensive mentality would have, I was forced to pray to Guru and Krishna's lotus feet. Constantly reminded by His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj that we should humbly bow down in the dust of Braj, I found that even without thinking, prayers would flood my mind. It is this prayerful mood that I am always hoping for, and here in Braj there was nothing else I could do but beg for Guru's mercy. I am just praying that on remembering the nectar of this parikram, I will also recall my prayers. Leaving the parikram for a week to recover from malaria, I realized how much I would miss parikram when it would all be over. The constant kirtan, the beautiful countryside, hearing about Krishna's pastimes, the wonderful close association of devotees 24 hours a day. During the week away, I was feeling a lot of separation, but constantly thinking of the parikram increased my enthusiasm to return quickly. So I am praying that when Vrajamandal parikram comes to an end, I will always be hankering to return.
Get our thoughts together and write. I don't even. Nice is just ordinary word. Nicely. Everyone says nicely, so I also say. Maybe there's some better word to say it. But that's the reason we were counting on Mother Karunika's stories, which she had been hearing from us, and she has promised that she would try to compile as many and return them to us to be used, just in case we print the book or something. So she's one of our scribes, that's the word?
Mm-hmm.
So and you could see she's very much competent. So we thank her. And Prashanta, then next one after Prashanta. Anand, you're okay, next one is Anand.
So, what I'm going to speak about is not exactly realization, it's more like some comments one could make about the Vrajamandal Parikrama. Since the first thing that I think most of us realize is how far we are from the goal. In this place, Krishna is here, and we cannot see him, and that's the first thing that we are so far from the goal and so far from the spiritual realization. Still, what I feel is that during this Vrajamandal Parikrama, there is some spiritual upliftment. We have to, just by coming here, by being here, by doing this parikrama, by hearing every day that we are here, we are forced to remember Krishna, and we enter, I think, a mood of seriousness that I know for myself. I would like to have all year long, always, but here on Vrajamandal Parikrama, the mood of seriousness is more enhanced. We have to, like, you remember better that you should not offend the devotees, you take real care, and
you remember better Krishna, because whatever you see is Krishna. The holy Dham is as good as Krishna himself. So, and you remember the bridge Vasis, so you are careful about offenses. You are careful whatever you do, whatever single thing you do, you are more precise, more concentrated on the daily life, on the thoughts. Every time some kind of negative thoughts come to the mind, you know you have to catch it away immediately, otherwise you step on a big thorn. It's something that I noticed that, especially in the beginning of the parikrama, if you are not concentrated, the thoughts come anyway, but most of the time if you kick a stone or if you step on a stone, you just have to go back within your mind, was I thinking about Krishna? And generally you were not. So this mood of seriousness that is brought about by Prajnanath Parikrama is a jewel. It's determination arises naturally during Prajnanath Parikrama. And faith also. You are here to try, you really want to try, you really want to know, you really want to go nearer to Krishna. And another thing is a feeling of softness, I would say. There is some softness in the air here in Braja. Although we are not able, and I am not able to perceive anything about the spiritual realm, but we all try to have some part of Krishna, and here in Braja there is, our contact with Krishna is softened. It seems that we know Krishna is here eternally. And, by seeing the local coward boys, we can remember that once Krishna was here as a coward boy. He wasn't dressed like them, like they are dressed now, but he was here, he was doing the same thing, he was running around. And this brings about a kind of intimacy with Krishna. This softness I found is very, very wonderful. And also, some, you feel light. There is some very specific stress on Bhajanamala Parikrama on the sound, the shravana. We hear the pastimes and we hear the holy name. And if you just try to stick your ear to the holy name, the kirtan and the pastimes, the suffering of the body that might be there sometime, they disappear. And that's how you can see the devotees after walking the 20 kilometers. They are dancing. We are dancing. we are dancing. And we are in bliss, you can see, we are happy. We have forgotten everything else. We are just hearing the holy name, repeating and hearing the holy name, and well, we are trying. We forget everything else. We are just inside the holy name. So, as I said, I would like to be able to keep that spirit always, wherever I go, maintain that mood of being looking for, every day you wake up and you know you're going to look, you go further, look for Krishna. And I've been also extremely happy because this was my second Parikrama. And in this way I was able to do some service for the devotees who came and who did not know anything, like the daily things that we have to discover, this simple life we are going through in Parikrama. So I was extremely happy to serve the devotees, especially because on Parikrama every one of us is trying hard to pull out the good out of oneself, and therefore you are able to realize how beautiful the devotees are, and how much this material covering
very often we just stuck to the material covering of the person and we say, I don't like what I like. And in fact, on Parikrama you can see how all the devotees are really trying hard to get out of that material covering. And you can see the beauty that is inside. And arises a real, very strong desire to serve those devotees, to serve the devotees, to serve anyone who doesn't know or who wants to know more about Krishna and his holy land and his holy name. So these are some of my comments on this parikrama. And I'd like to say also my experience is from this year, I mean during the whole year, when I was away from Radhalal Parikrama, I can say that this parikrama remains beautiful sceneries, and I would remember the specific murtis of the Krishna looking at Radharani that way, and so I think that it's a great, great, great wealth, this Radhalal Parikrama, because it gives us a jewel inside that we can keep and we can take away and we can keep with us for the rest of time. And the last thing is that I wish to come again and again as much as I would be able to, as much as Radharani would allow me to come here. And I would see this Radhalal Parikrama just like I see japa, the japa time every morning. Every morning you get up and you go into your japa, you clean every morning, you put that drop of spiritual energy inside yourself. So I would see that Radhalal Parikrama like that. Every year, once a year, you take 1 month, a big drop of spiritual strength, and like this. I'm very, very thankful to my Guru Maharaj who wants me to come and rest my parikrama. Hare Krishna.
Being used to do of service like as an ex-sportsman. This Raymond Pergam, all of us sometimes have having a big thorn in your feet, sometimes painful. Actually, if I look back, all my life we can have. And other day, when we are coming on, I mentioned desire to the lordships. I would like to have a glimpse of you here during the parikrama. Although I could not see them personally, but intellectually I could see at Sisishai that the Lord is present by bending down the trees. And also in the morning, when before the sunlight, sun comes up, there was a reflection of the sky in the water, which is white like me. That way I could understand. Although we cannot see, but Krishna is here.
So next is Vras Puriya, and then Sir Krishna is Krishna Vipa here? Yes? No? Okay. Aradhana? Okay, see you in the
So before I came to Vrajmandal Parikram.
Parikrama. Could you also say Parikrama? Learn this word. Parikram. I mean, last year I gave few classes just teaching you very good pronunciation because I had a shortage of stories. Not a short of stories. I had lots of stories this year, so I couldn't get into it. But let's learn a few words. Parikrama. Say parikrama.
Parikrama.
Parikrama. Parikrama.
Parikrama.
I wasn't exactly sure what to expect. I'd heard, you know, that it was real difficult. I heard all different things about it. And when I came, I found it difficult because of the austerity that I wasn't used to. But for me, the more difficult thing was because my mind is so full of material desires, sense gratification, and so many things like this. All of a sudden coming to a place where there just isn't any scope for that kind of thing. It was like a shock for me. And so it took me a long time to actually surrender to that. So, but I found that because there's very little scope for sense gratification, you're forced to take shelter of the chanting, the different stories, the beautiful, the deities, and all these spiritual things, because it is our nature to experience happiness in some way. So therefore, I kind of feel like Krishna tricked me. And just when my material desires are so strong, he's put me here on this Vrajmandala Parikram, and I've been forced to just try to focus my mind on Krishna, take association with devotees, and become more sober. And I also hope all the devotees will forgive my offenses. I know I've committed many offenses to the holy Dham and to the devotees. So I ask everyone to forgive me. That's all.
Did walk 1,000 miles in America for 100 days.
Yeah.
That was with the shoes and that's all the things. Lemonade and so did Vedanta Sutra Prabhu. He was asked for 100 days also walking. And Sambha, not walking. He was busing us around. That's right.
Okay, so who did I say was the next? Aradhana, okay. And then
we have Jagat Jiva. Okay,
Aradhana. In the second half, posso dire che il beneficio che ho ricevuto lo scorso anno, che spero di ricevere anche quest'anno, è quello di una consistente carica di energia spirituale.
Since the second time I have followed this Vrajmandala Parikrama, and I'm hoping that I will get the same benefit as I got last year, that is that I will get a charge of spiritual energy.
Questa energia spirituale aiutato tutto l'anno a superare le varie difficoltà.
And this spiritual energy has helped me all year long to overcome material difficulties.
La principale realizzazione che ho avuto, che sicuramente le austerità intraprese durante il Vrajamanda, ci ha avvicinato molto a Krishna.
The main realization I had is that the austerities that we undergo on this Parikrama are bringing us nearer to Krishna.
E rappresentano la fonte di grande
purificazione. And are a source of great purification.
In questo mese in cui si hanno così poche occasioni di predicazioni personali, è più facile donarci a Krishna.
in this month there are so few possibilities to gratify the senses, and therefore it's easier to keep on saying Krishna.
I sensi si purificano e quindi si può meglio percepire che Krishna ci reciproca dalla luce del corpo di Dio.
The senses become purified and therefore it's easier to perceive that Krishna is here and he's giving us his protection.
Il Vrajamandra mi ha finalmente aiutato a provare il gusto della serietà.
This Vrajamandra Parikrama has finally taught me how to, has finally given me some taste of austerity.
E la gioia che si riceve superandola è per me fonte di grande ispirazione.
And the joy that one feels when one overcomes those austerities, those difficulties, is a source of great inspiration for me.
Aradhana's president from Vrindavan was very pleased at her practical, the performance of her devotional service had increased and expanded. She was a different person after last year's Vrajamandra Parikrama. And that's why he was again convinced that she should come back and do it for a second time. So this inspires us to go on organizing Vrajamandra Parikrama. Devotees, followers of Prabhupada are going to be benefited like that. Why not use Braj? It is just like unused. It's a treasure house. So it is ours as much as Krishna is ours. So acharyas have given this to us. Prabhupada had strongly desired going around personally. So it's nice to hear how devotees are benefited by this parikrama. So you all pray to Krishna so that we would be able to organize it year after year after year. Yeah. Otherwise, life is tough. This makes life more less tough. Okay, so next one is Jack Jivan Prabhu to speak, and let's hear a little Vrindavan Leela.
Sure.
Yeah? See, it's still around? Okay.
This is the one verse from the Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter, where Krishna explains, Jetasa Sarva Karma Yasana Matpara, that in all activities, one is meant to depend fully on the Lord, not always under His protection. But because I am so puffed up and proud, when I actually set out to do this parikrama, I was actually trying to rely on my own strength. And in this way, when I left the Krishna Balaram Mandir, I was thinking there won't be any problem in doing this Brajmandal parikrama. So when I reached Kamyavan, and then from Kamyavan to Vasana to Nandagram, I had no difficulty. But because when one is proud, it's very, very difficult to teach such a person. And then very quickly, Krishna actually showed me that you have to become very, very humble to actually appreciate Krishna consciousness. And then in the eighth canto, the story of the elephant Rajendra's crisis, where Prabhupada explains that one has to very, very feelingly offer praise to the Lord. But when one is proud, one cannot offer praise to the Lord in this way. So therefore in time, I was actually reduced. When one relies on his own strength, at some point in time he is bound to fail. And this is what happened. When we reached Shaga, then I couldn't make it anymore. And from that point I began to very sincerely pray to the Lord, practically at every step, because I realized that in order to do this parikram, I had to somehow get the mercy of the Lord. And from that point, I decided to, well, my prayers became much more intense. Rather than before, I was just thinking that I won't have any difficulty at all, and I'll be able to do this whole parikram. But when I reached Shaga, I realized that I didn't want to miss anything after Shaga, but at the same time, I had to take full shelter of the Lord. So that was
nice hint. Very much. So those who have come back and do it anyway. So this principle kind of applies to
not just parikrama, but all our services, wherever we are. That's depending on Krishna. Thank you. Yes? Leela?
All I want to say is that I was very happy that I got to come for the short time I came. I wish to probably come along with us before. And maybe next year I'll be able to do the whole thing.
Next year?
I'll be able to do the whole thing. Wow.
Her mother came
first year and we're trying to put on puppet shows different places. A lot of struggle. And anyway, so she has nice mother and very nice father. You all know Bhuri Jan Prabhu, one who organizes this. What is the name? Vrindavan
Institute for Higher Education.
Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education. All those seminars which are now conducted for the last several years. This is a job of Vrindavan Leela's father. His contribution is very important. Devotees are getting into books of Srila Prabhupada, studying, understanding. And then some of them, like Jagajivan, are coming out. And then, as many of you admitted, Krishna books even comes more alive as you go around. So sometimes when I speak to the organizers, Purijan Prabhu and other devotees, I say the combination. The Institute for Higher Education and then Parikrama-like programs combination would be a very nice thing, nice dose for advancing in Krishna consciousness in a wholesome way, so that our walking doesn't just become a sentimental thing, but with proper understanding and some philosophy as a basis of this parikrama. So thank you, Vrindavan Leela. Or other Vrindavan Leela, bigger one? See her? Huh? Any realization?
I didn't
mention next name, but there's Samba, then only two names I have, Samba and Madhavi from mother's side. Oh, Nithai also.
Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, who wants to be the next?
I haven't.
Oh,
I didn't announce it.
Dr. Jeff is. Oh, okay. Dr. Jeff, and then Samba?
That was a mistake.
Really?
My name shouldn't be on the
list. That's very much right.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste Sri Bhakti Devi Gauravani Pachyari Nivasa Shasuri Bhari Paskari.
Ouch!
Ah!
Songs in my feet.
Oh, the burning heat! Oh, my mouth is so dry. Just a little more.
Try. Pray. Oh, the mercy. Ah, the bliss. Oh, the revelations. Thank you for your association. Please forgive my offenses. And I hope you are all here when Parikrama 1990 commences. I actually didn't do Parikrama this year. I was actually lifted by all your inspirations when I used to watch you walking along. And I used to think, how are they doing it, you know? I just couldn't imagine how you were doing it. In the beginning, I had to wear my shoes because my feet just give way in the beginning. So I was wearing shoes and I used to watch you and I used to think, how are they doing it? And it was slowly I managed to shake the dust away from my mind and get back in it. So I was actually lifted by all you people. Especially little Vishwambar, who's not here right now. He just amazed me. He would go out ahead in the blazing heat and begin the kirtan. Just so joyous. You know. So really I was lifted by all your inspirations. So I'm praying very hard for you all when you go back to your respective temples that you can remain fixed up and win the battle against Maya and preach to all the other devotees. Because I think it's important that, you know, because we got this opportunity to come on Brajmana Parikram. And I'm sure there's so many more devotees out there who would like to come. They just need that little drop of essence of Braj. And I think that, you know, we can actually just, you know, for our conversations and associations with them, you know, we can just give them that extra little nectar that they need for them to decide to come on Braj. I've just got a few little poems if I could just read before I finish. Or a couple of funny stories actually. In the beginning I had a pair of shorts just disappeared in Vishram Ghat. But it's interesting how Krishna arranges everything, because the shorts disappeared and someone told me later that they seen a monkey down the marketplace with a pair of sunglasses and my shorts. And apparently got his instant karma because they only gave him one banana tourist price because he looked like a tourist. And again Krishna had everything arranged because one night when I was thinking tomorrow I'll have to do it in shoes, you know. I just can't do it anymore, I'll have to wear shoes. And lo and behold, someone stole my shoes that night. So Krishna arranged them. The revelations were just so numerous. It was actually like I heard described before, it's like being in the page of Srimad Bhagavatam. You could just feel it all around. And again, to transfer this back to the West is very important for us all, I think. Just a couple of little poems. At the noon hour, women are taking water from the well. Birds are pecking at the ground. Squirrels are moving round to and fro without a sound. Dogs are sleeping in the dust. We concentrate on the holy name as we must. Children, curious, with sleepy stare. Little questions here and there. And shouts of Radhe, Radhe, fill the air. I was quite inspired
I don't know if anyone else was, when I saw the Yamuna for the first time for a few weeks after leaving Visramghat, in fact at that juncture I seemed to sort of, within myself, excel. I just wanted to go on and on. So I just wrote a few lines for the sacred river Yamuna. Oh sacred river Yamuna, broad and sweeping, long in our separation have we been weeping. O sacred Yamuna, wide and long, let us sing your eternal song. I'll just finish with this one if I may. Harmony. It's just a little reflection and an inspiration for us for tomorrow as we go on, because I'm kind of feeling separation now. I'm not really sure. When I was in Krishna Balaram temple a few days back, after a few hours, no disrespect, I didn't want to be there. I wanted to be back out with Parikrama. I was quite pleased the next day when I got out. Although I found it was even more austere. And I found it difficult in the first few hours. But, so here's for tomorrow. Brilliant stars fill these skies. Brilliant star fill the skies, step aside to the effulgent morning light. Near comes the ever-ready sun, warm and bright, and the sacred holy Yamuna within our sight. Cartels and madongas echo and play. Braj Mandal Parikrama is on its way. Ki Jai.
But he had quite a few roles. He was distributing prasadam. Probably you noticed every day he would meet Brajavasis with little ladies and distribute prasadam. He was in charge of our medical kit, and every day he had some customers lining up in front of his door. And he had been writing diary every day, and we are going to print his diary in our next newsletter. Mother, what is her name?
Namrita.
Namrita's. She's going to also share some of her writings, and Jeff is going to finalize the text for an entire 30 days Parikrama journal of our this year's Parikrama. So, maybe lots of services. So, thank you. And then, Sambha?
Somehow or another, Krishna has allowed me to come for the third time on Vajmala Parikrama, which proves that Krishna's mercy is actually causeless, because there's no reason why he should have allowed me to come for the third time, especially after all the previous offences I must have committed. So he let me come, and it's just actually proven to me how far I've got to go before I become spiritually realised. And so I'm just very grateful to all the devotees. Each year have come and shown how sincere they actually are, and how much they can appreciate the holy Dharma, and how much they've become inspired by all the different pastimes. And so I just hope that this purification will enable me to carry on in devotional service and try and surrender more and try and be able to appreciate Krishna's pastimes more, and generally help me on my journey back home. Vajmala Parikrama ki
jai! Sambha is one of the devotees who is going to walk all the way back to Godhead.
Or maybe drive a bus.
We're counting on his assistance.
organized Paliyatras in other parts of the world. He has just returned from America after organizing Paliyatra there very successfully. He assisted us in getting lots of things together on the road, and especially fixing the bus, keeping it on the road, driving it. And this hard task no one else was able to manage, which he managed, and been very reliable for the last 3 years. He is associate of our Paliyatra, and we like him, we like him to continue. Thank you. Now that leaves, by some arrangement, 2 Japanese devotees. One is Nithai Prabhu. Is he here?
No.
Is he around? Do you want to check? Another one is Madhavi. Are you here? Okay, so you speak.
By my karma, Krishna, I couldn't get any intelligence from Krishna, so I couldn't get any realization. But previous Acharya made a more comfortable path to approach the God in Vrajamanda Parikram. So we followed previous Acharya, and our path is more comfortable. Stones and tone, and just if we surrender, we can get Krishna's mercy more easily, and so forth. And so I couldn't get any realization this time. I'm very thankful to take after Acharya and Lokanatha Swami. Thank you very much.
You see, realization is books are the basis. And I don't know about the previous acharyas. I'm sure previous acharyas also, but especially Srila Prabhupada has blessed you with this realization, and just I'm amazed the way wherever Madhavi goes, whether there's Bombay or Vrajamanda Parikrama or Dindi going to Pandharpur or wherever she goes, he is always loaded with the books and surrounded by people, and she has some potency. She's able to get people coming to her, and then immediately she has a weapon, the books. So that's the realization. So don't lose that realization. You are realized. Thank you. Since he was a top book distributor, are our scores ready?
Yes.
Huh?
All of it.
Yeah, we don't even have to go over the score, but I'm sure Madhavi is a top book distributor of the Brajamandal Parikrama book distribution. Srila Prabhupada's transfer book distribution key. Srila Prabhupada's books key. Sankirtan movement key. Srila Prabhupada key. Vrajamandal Parikrama key.
Did I
hear
that
Mr. Ramadhu
was coming to speak his name?
Yeah, that's right. He has come now. You want to speak? You want to say a few words? Okay.
Nitai.
Okay.
devotees come back after prasad, or rather after prasad, we have aarti, say,